Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome to Shea Renee and Friends. It's January the 2nd, 2018. Yes, we have made it into the new year. So happy new year to you guys. Thank you all for being so faithful and listening and tuning in. Also, thank you guys for continuously logging into the chat room. I see you logged in. And so I definitely appreciate you taking out time on your Tuesday evening to tune into what I have to say and bring in the verdict in your weekly news. Well, tonight it's going to be a little bit different. A couple of ladies, you know, I've kind of given them the day off and stuff. And tonight's going to be a little bit different. You know, it's a new year and everything. We don't really do our planning until the month of March. That's like our fiscal time and when we sit down and we start planning and stuff, coming up with ideals on how to advance and take the show to the next level and forward, you know, and keeping up with the times. So January is like, personally, it's a new year, but business-wise, it's not a new year. And so, you know, every year, you make resolutions, you do, you know, the things, you know, you say you're going to do things, you know, what you're going to leave whatever you had in 20, the year before behind, and, you know, you're going to make a fresh start in the new year. And, you know, and then we say that and we start out and we go real, real strong and then we lose the momentum. And a lot of times we don't keep those things that we set out to do at the beginning of a year. We sometimes don't even make it to the middle of the year sometimes. And so this year I decided to do something a little bit different. Instead of like making resolutions and stuff, I'm a goal type person, so I'm always planning and thinking of goals and different things that I want to achieve in the year. You know, I look over my past and stuff in the previous year to see, okay, what was good, what was bad, what could I have done better. You know, you go back, you reevaluate your process, you know, and then you come up with a strategy and a plan to advance to the next level. So that's why this show is a little bit different tonight, because I'm always thinking of ways that I can advance to the next level. And so, and two, it's, you know, still the holiday and everything. Some family still in and stuff. And hey, we're just kind of just laid back right now. It's, I mean, if you don't know what cold is, well, here in Memphis, Tennessee, you can know what cold is. It is feeling like 9 degrees outside. It is very, very chilly, very cold. And I'm a summer baby, so, you know, woo, I could take some temperatures, but woo, this is like way below freezing. I mean, low. You know, I mean, like, I want to go and get them the icy hot pads or something, you know, just to have some heat, because it ain't no joke out there. That cold is for real. I mean, that cold is like for real, like, you can't leave nothing uncovered. Like, you can't even leave your face uncovered. And don't mess around and not have no gloves, okay? You will get frostbite real quick, okay? You won't feel your fingers. I made the mistake and did that, so make sure you have your gloves. Do not leave them at home, okay, and make that mistake, because I made that mistake, okay? I made that mistake, and luckily, my heat finally got warm. It was like 15 degrees, and the heat finally got warm, so I was able to warm up my hands through my heater. But that's how serious that freaking cold is outside, man. And it's so serious to where you got to have a conversation about it. So you know when the weather is serious, when you have to have a conversation about it, when you have to just break down and talk about it, and it really is like a passionate conversation. You know, there's a lot of passion involved in that conversation about the weather. That is a sign to you that that cold is serious, okay? That heat is serious, okay? And this stuff is serious. So the cold ain't no joke out here. Make sure you bundle up. Don't keep nothing uncovered. Don't keep nothing uncovered. For real. What else? I had a great New Year. I worked, but the thing about it was, you know, I was making money. So that means that whatever I did at midnight, this is what I've. This is you know how you have little tales about the New Year. And what were some of the things that you heard about the New Year? You know, you got to eat black eyed peas on New Year's Day for good luck. Have some money in your pocket at midnight on New Year's Eve going into the New Year. So if you got money in your pocket, you'll have money in your pocket all year. You know, and then whatever you're doing, New Year's Eve, you know, you'll be doing that all year and stuff like that, you know. So anyway, and so those are some of the things that I heard that happens with the New Year, you know, some of the things that they say. And so I was working, I was making money. We had a concert. It was Lattimore and Friends at the Paradise Entertainment Center. Guys, check it out on Fridays and Saturday nights. It's open. I'll be bartending down there and stuff. So come and see me and let me get you a drink. Also, I'm singing there on Friday night. So if you would like live music, hey, come check me out on a Friday night. Check out my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn to see the schedule and the dates of when I'm performing on those Friday nights. What else is going on? I think that's it. Well, some of the things that I want to talk about, and I'm going to do a short show tonight. And one of the reasons why I'm going to do a short show tonight is because I'm still like in break mode, okay? And when I get in break mode, I just kind of detach from a lot of stuff. So I've been detached from the news. I've been detached from a lot of stuff just to kind of just rejuvenate, you know, rejuvenate myself and, you know, get myself prepared for this upcoming year and, you know, and things like that. So that's what I have done. So I've disengaged with what's going on. I know it's a little bit, you know, I can't completely disengage, you know, but I do back away, but I can't completely disengage, so I do hear a little bit, you know. I keep the news on constantly, so I'm always hearing something, you know. So I know it's some stuff going on with Iran. I know it's a senator, a longtime senator. I think his name is Hitch. He's retiring from the Senate, the U.S. Senate. I know that Trump has tweeted some stuff about Kim Jong-un and his nuclear button and how it's more powerful and it works. And so that's some of your news. But tonight's show, I didn't want to not go live. And 2018 has a lot of things in store on the positive. It's a lot of things that have been happening. And some of the reason why a lot of these things happen is, you know, tragedy always has a way to bring people together. We forget about our differences and we come together for the greater good. And some of the things that are happening when you look at the national disasters and stuff with the earthquakes, the hurricanes, different things like that, the fires, it's bringing people together. But at the same time, it's teaching us that as quick as we get things, we can lose them. You know, if you look at the devastation, the wildfires that's going on in California, you know, and these people are losing everything that they have in a matter of minutes because of the wind and the fires are just sweeping up communities. And they're having a hard time getting control of it because of the high winds, different things like that. And we're just believing that rain is going to come and help them get control of that situation. But even with the earthquakes and the hurricanes and different things like that, it's just like as quickly as you get things, they're taken away. You have no control over Mother Nature and what she does and how much she does, whatever she does. And so you could be one way one minute and then another way the next minute. That's just how life is sometimes. And you never really see life for what it is when you have things. It's kind of like you have to bring yourself back to remind yourself of how was I before I had success, before I am who I am today. Who was I then? Because I believe that that person, when you think back about that person, that is your most genuine self. And a lot of times life, tragedy, devastation, different things. Life is hard. Guys, it's hard. Life is tough, man. It'll throw you some curveballs. It'll gut punch you sometimes. You know? But the awesome thing about it is that we're equipped to take the gut punch. You know, we're equipped for the curveball. We're equipped for it. And always reevaluate your life and do a self-evaluation. We always have, it's always easy. We as humans, it's always easy to look at somebody else's faults and to look at how somebody else is jacked up. It's a whole lot easier to see somebody else being jacked up than it is to see yourself jacked up. It's easier. It's easier. Because, see, it's easier to deal with, it's easier to see it on someone else than it is to see it within yourself. Because now, you know, the very thing that you say irritates you is the very thing that's within you. You understand? And so 2017 taught me a lot of stuff. Did it taught me a lot of stuff. And I'm thankful for the lessons, you know. I'm thankful for the lessons. I'm thankful for, you know, truth, enlightenment, growth, change. It's a lot of things that happened that were good in 2017. It was a lot of things that happened that weren't so good in 2017, in 2016, in 2015, in 2014. I can go on and on. Every year basically is, you know, it is what it is, as they say. It is what it is. But there's a lesson to be learned in everything. And I remember my grandmother always saying, is that you'll never get too old to learn something. And when you think you've learned everything, and you don't think you need to learn no more, she said, you might as well go on and die. She said, because life is a school of lessons. And you're going to learn something every day. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I was like a little girl. But I remember that kind of stuff being older now. Like, oh, that's so what she said. And at 40-something years old, I finally understand what she meant. And so I say these things to you. Each one teach one. Each one teach one. But I'm excited about 2018. I feel like 2018 is going to be a great year. I feel real optimistic about 2018. I think a lot of things are going to be coming together that have been stalled. You know, we left out of 2017 with a lot of things that were done in the dark coming to the light. And I believe that that will continue to happen throughout 2018. A lot of things coming to the light that'll continue. But overall, I can see 2018 being a very, very powerful year for a lot of people. Very powerful. I believe 2018 is a year of getting disciplined, being more disciplined and not undisciplined. For the Bible says that when you are undisciplined in anything, okay, whether it's pleasure, alcohol, drugs, lying, you know, stealing, whatever you're overindulging, undisciplined in, it says, for one, you won't be a lover of God. And it says another one that you will be shown for your folly or your foolishness before all men. So I feel like 2018 is going to be a year of getting disciplined, more discipline in our health, in our lifestyle, and in what we do and how we work. Being disciplined, how we play, discipline. And discipline doesn't mean that you can't have fun, you know. It's just saying no limits, have boundaries. And I think that's what 2018 is going to be about, boundaries, having limits, setting limits, boundaries, personal boundaries. Yeah. I see 2018 being a good year. In all aspects. We're going to have some trials, I believe. But overall, I think it's going to be a good year. I'm very optimistic. Very optimistic about it. What else did I want to talk about? it's just kind of stuff that I'm just kind of just, you know, feel like saying. I don't know why. I know that 2017 taught me a lot about destiny, calling, purpose. So I know 2018, you'll see a lot more of the most authentic version of Shea Renee. And it's a lot of versions. It is a lot of versions. But you're going to see a real authentic version. Who I was born to be, with the confidence. It's all about having the confidence in what you're called to do. And that takes going through some things, because when you go through some things, I don't know if everybody does this, but me personally, I search myself when I go through things, or, you know, even criticism, and, you know, and you never should look down upon criticism, you know, because it can be constructive criticism, and you should always check yourself and do a self-analysis, because it's all about bettering yourself and becoming a better person. So why not do a self-evaluation of yourself often, you know? Because you want to be a better person. And hey, if it's not true, then hey, toss it. If it is true, work on that shit. It's that easy. It's that easy. You know, toss it. But don't dwell on it. Don't hold no grudge about it. Don't be mad about it. People got a right to have their own opinion. Just because you've got an opinion does not make it fact, okay? And there's a difference. There is a difference. That's why I don't trip about what people say. People will say, oh, well, they just ignoring, or, you know, oh, she's naive. No. People have opinions. That doesn't make it fact. And as we saw in 2017, and this is something that I stand on, the truth will always come to the light. So it doesn't matter what anyone ever says about you. If it's untrue, truth will come to the light. Point, period, blank. And that's what I stand upon. And so it's not that I ignore what people say. I just say, hey, everybody got their right to their opinion. That doesn't make it fact. It doesn't make it fact. And so truth shall always prevail. And so you stand up on truth. You don't have to worry. You know? You don't have to worry. So that's one thing that I learned in 2017. And one thing I believe God was kind of showing me. Opinions don't make it. So, you guys know that one of my favorite songs, and it's a lot of people's favorite song. It has remained up on the music hit lists, top charts, and billboards, and all that for a while, all of 2017, and. Even though it's 2018, anybody that hears this song automatically wants to move, or they know the lyrics or something with this song. I mean, it just, it has everybody. It has everybody digging it, you know. I was digging it, and I love when I see dudes. And they're digging it because I love that song, you know. I love the song, you know. So I have dudes digging it and everything, you know. And I'm just like, females are digging it, you know. So it's just a great song. And so anyway, it's held its own on the charts. And so anyway, this is one of my favorite songs. Anybody that knows me, y'all know it is. I read it. So anyway, this is Bruno Mars. And then I'm just going to take a little break, y'all. And I'll be back because you know what? I'm doing a little talk. I'm doing a lot of talking tonight by myself. I ain't got nobody in the crew to help me tonight. So I'm going to play a little music, getting something, a little something to wet my whistle, as Sister Estherine would say. I need to wet my whistle. And I'll be back after this. Bruno Mars. This is what I like.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You know, I said in 2017, 2018, you know, I am, well, anyway, forget that thought. I'll go on to something else. Some things you just don't disclose. Okay, so 2018, guys, we're going to have more shows I'm thinking about working on getting some guests to come back on the show. I know I've been doing some little skits and everything with the different characters and stuff, but I'm thinking about changing up some things and stuff. So I'm excited about what all is going to be taking place with the whole show and everything in the plans that we have for the show. So definitely tune in. Stay tuned in. And follow the show. Visit the website. Make sure you can keep up with my schedule. I am performing a little bit more. Yes, I decided to use my God-given talent. So 2018, you're going to be seeing a lot more of me doing the things that I've been blessed to do. You know, Mary J. has a song. It's called Doubt. And that's one thing that we can never do is doubt ourselves and doubt what God has given us to bless the world with, okay, and to bless people's lives. So definitely, if God has blessed you with a gift, guys, use it, okay? Use it, because you don't know what your gift does for that next person, you know, and stuff. And so, you know, a song that you sing could touch someone in a way, you know, that they needed to be touched. And the song that you sang was the song that they need to hear, you know, to change some things, to change the thought process and all of that. So definitely use your gift to the fullest. You know, don't be ashamed of it. Use it. Stand confident in it. And hey, give God the glory, okay, in everything that you do. I give God the glory for every Tuesday that I go live and every time I get a chance to perform before people, you know, because that's a blessing that I am allowed to be able to do that. Knowing what I've been through in my life and the experience that I've had physically, it's just a blessing to be able to stand before people on a stage and be able to sing, talk to them, crack a joke or whatever, and to broadcast live on this show every Tuesday. It is a blessing to be able to do this, because I remember once upon a time I wasn't able to do it. And so I'm thankful for every moment that I get an opportunity to do it. You know, I've been watching movies. Yes, I have taken some downtime, and I don't really watch a lot of TV. Yes, I confess, I don't watch a lot of TV. But over the holiday, I have kind of had my little relax, you know, time and stuff. And so, you know, I've definitely gotten caught up with some movies and, you know, on demand and all that good stuff. So I was able to get caught up with a lot of stuff. And so one of my favorite shows is Sex and the City. And I'm just looking at all of, you know, the women. You know, it's a girly movie. So for all of you guys tuning in, you know, you're probably not going to want to hear this. But anyways, it's a girls movie. But anyway, as I'm looking at the show, you know, it's all about women and our issues with dating, you know, relationships and all of that. And I'm just like, wow, even in the movies, it's complicated. Like, why? Why are relationships complicated? Why do they have to be so complicated? Why can't they be simple? Why can't it be, if you like someone and they like you, you just say, hey, I like you. Can we go back? You remember when you were young and the guy would write the letter? Did you like me? Yes or no? And you would check yes or no and you would send the note back. And it was just plain and simple. It was just plain and simple. It wasn't complicated. It wasn't a mystery or a puzzle or anything like that. No. No, it wasn't a riddle. No, it was simple. Did you like me? Check box. Yes or no. and the problem was solved. If you check yes, then he pursued you. If you check no, he didn't pursue you. He may send Sally the same letter. Okay, I got to turn around. Maybe Sally will bite. Somebody gonna bite. Okay. And so, can we just go back to simple? And when they went to simple, that means simple, communicating with each other, then it was able to get, the relationship was able to get back on track. I saw a lot of things within the movie is that a lot of times when the breakdown came, it was because of a lack of communication. And communication could have went forward, which in some instances it did go forward, but a partner didn't hear the communication that went forward. So that caused the whole misunderstanding of the whole situation. And that's what caused the breakdown. So it was made more complicated because people didn't want to communicate. And so with that being said, make sure you communicate in your relationships. Communicate more in 2018. Communicate more with your relationships. Okay, talk about it. Deal with it. Okay, heal from it. Love heals. Okay, and so if it's love involved, then whatever it is, it can be communicated, and love conquers all. Okay, and it heals all. So with that being said, guys, I am almost out of time. Make sure you tune in. We've got some more stuff. The ladies will be back on board. You know, they're enjoying family and stuff and enjoying the holidays and everything. And hey, I'm going to enjoy the holidays. Yeah, I've got a little drink to partake in after I get off the air. Yes. So I am still celebrating the new year. I am just excited about 2018 and what's to come and what's about to come and all the opportunities that are there in 2018, guys. So anyway, guys, stay prayed up, love more, laugh more, live more. And hey, well, no, I ain't even gonna say that. Hey, when I say love more, and hey, have more sex, but don't have too much sex, okay? Be disciplined. That's PSA for my neighbors. Damn. Anyway, go into 2018 with more laughter. Find the humor in everything, okay? So that your stress levels will remain low, okay? So I probably said okay a lot tonight, but this has kind of been an informal show, guys. You know, I was just kind of wanting to get on here and just talk and, you know, and just share what's kind of been on my heart about the upcoming year and stuff. But definitely go into 2018 optimistic. Go into 2018 optimistic. You know, it's some great things that is going to happen in 2018, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what's to come. And so, guys, keep your head up. All right, and nobody's told you they love you today. I'm telling you I love you. All right, motivate somebody, and definitely, definitely motivate and encourage yourself. All right, who better to do it than you? Love you until next week. The crew will be back live and in full effect. Live, y'all, live. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Love you. Smooches.